This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel issues two ordinances on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Civil Aviation Ministry holds talks on modernizing aviation safety through data-based systems. Buddha Jayanti, Ubhauli Festival and International Labor Day being observed today. And Iran threatens painful response if U.S. resumes attacks. Now the news in detail. A jeep accident in Thawang Rural Municipality 1 of Rolpa District has claimed 20 lives. The jeep carrying passengers from Rukum East to attend a fair at Jaljala fell about 800 meters off a dirt road at around 3 p.m. yesterday. Police said the death toll reached 20 after two more bodies were recovered during ongoing search and rescue operations. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Birendra Bir Biswakarma of the District Police Office Rolpa, a rescue team is deployed on the site. However, difficult terrain and rainfall have hampered operations. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs has formed a four-member investigation committee led by Superintendent of Police at the Lumbini Province Police Office in Tulsipur. The committee has been tasked with determining the cause of the accident, identifying any negligence, and recommending measures to prevent similar incidents. It is expected to submit its report within 3 days. President Ramchandra Paudel has issued two ordinances, the Cooperative First Amendment Ordinance 2083 Bikram Sambat and the Public Procurement Second Amendment Ordinance 2083 Bikram Sambat. According to the Office of the President, the ordinances were issued on Thursday on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers in line with the Article 114, Sub-Article 1 of the Constitution. The Council of Ministers had approved and recommended the ordinances to the President on April 27th. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has held discussions with experts and stakeholders on modernizing aviation safety in Nepal through data-based systems. In a workshop held in Kathmandu, airline companies, regulators and technical experts focused on the importance of flight data monitoring and analysis to improve flight safety, reduce future risk and help prevent air accidents through systematic data review. The program, organized at the Pulsuk Campus Department of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering, highlighted the need to strengthen coordination between academic institutions and the aviation industry. Representatives from various airlines shared updates on their progress in implementing flight data monitoring FDM systems within their organizations, while regulators and officials from the Civil Aviation Authority discussed strategies to enhance compliance and effectiveness. The government has proposed collaboration with Finland to improve school education. The proposal was discussed during the courtesy meeting call between Education, Science and Technology Minister Susmit Pokhrel and Finland's Ambassador to Nepal Petri Puhakka in Kathmandu. Both sides discussed bilateral relations and development assistance, with the Minister outlining government priorities and upcoming programs in education. Likewise, Ambassador Puhakka reaffirmed Finland's commitment to support Nepal's education sector for the next 5 years. In the meantime, leaders of three opposition parties in the federal parliament have called on the government to address pressing national issues. At the joint meeting, Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress in the House of Representatives, Basana Thapa, Chief Whip of the Nepali Communist Party, Yuvraj Dulal, and National Assembly Parliamentary Leader of CPN-UML, Prem Prasad Dangal, raised concerns over several contemporary issues. In a joint statement, the leaders urged the government to find a long-term solution to the problems, adding that addressing these issues promptly is essential to easing public hardship and ensuring inclusive policy-making. The 2570th birth anniversary of Siddhartha Gautama is being observed today across the country and around the world with prayers, rituals and teachings. Celebrated at As Buddha Jayanti on the full moon day of Baisakh, the occasion marks the birth, enlightenment and Mahaparinirvana of the Buddha. Devotees are gathering at monasteries, chaityas and bihars to offer prayers and reflect on his teachings of peace, compassion and non-violence. Major celebrations are taking place at sacred sites including Lumbini, Swayambhunath and Baudhanath Stupa. Likewise, addressing the Diamond Jubilee of Hiranyabarna Mahavihara Tarimam Sangh in Nagbahal, Lalitpur yesterday, President Ramchandra Paudil highlighted that Buddhist philosophy grounded in non-violence, compassion, coexistence and the middle path can guide the global community toward stability, cooperation and mutual trust. Stressing national unity, President Paudil called for strengthening harmony by embracing tolerance and mutual respect amid religious, social and cultural diversity. Similarly, the Kirat Rai community is observing the Ubhauli festival across the country today on the occasion of Baisakh Shukla Purnima. The festival marks the beginning of the agricultural season with prayers offered for a good harvest, prosperity and well-being. Likewise, 137th International Labour Day or May Day is also being observed today in Nepal and around the world with the theme Ensuring a Healthy Psychological Working Environment. The day commemorates the historic 1886 labour movement in Chicago, United States, where workers demanded an 8-hour workday. It is marked globally to honour workers' contributions and to promote labour rights, unity and fair working conditions. In Nepal, the day has been officially observed since the early labour movements following the Biratnagar movement and gained national recognition after the political changes of 2007 Bikram Sambat, with May 1st declared a public holiday after 1990. The National Assembly's Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee has urged the government to take immediate action to address drinking water, sanitation and hygiene challenges in Madhya Province. During a discussion yesterday, committee members expressed concern over the worsening drinking water crisis, poor sanitation and lack of coordination among authorities. Senior officials of Tribhuvan University have resigned from their post. Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Deepak Arial, Rector Professor Dr. Khadga Kesi, and Registrar Professor Dr. Kedar Rizal submitted their resignations yesterday through separate letters addressed to the Prime Minister, who also serves as the university chancellor. The officials said their step is intended to support the government in implementing its new policy direction. The resignations have already been registered at the Prime Minister's office. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the prices of petroleum products, reducing the rates of petrol, diesel and kerosene while increasing cooking gas and aviation fuel prices. Effective today, petrol has been reduced by 2 rupees per litre, while diesel and kerosene have been reduced by 12 rupees per litre. However, cooking gas prices have increased by 150 rupees per cylinder. NOC stated that the adjustment was made following a new price list from the Indian Oil Corporation and a board decision. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Iran has warned it will launch long and painful strikes on United States positions if attacks resume amid escalating tensions between Tehran and Washington. The warning comes as Iran reiterates its claim over the Strait of Hormuz. The waterway remains closed amid ongoing conflict, contributing to a sharp rise in global energy prices and concerns over a possible economic slowdown. According to reports, U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to be briefed on options for possible military strikes aimed at pressuring Iran to negotiate an end to the conflict. The United Nations has expressed concern over the wider impact of the conflict, warning that prolonged disruption to global shipping could slow economic growth and increase food insecurity worldwide. Meanwhile, diplomatic efforts involving mediators continue, but officials say talks remain stalled, with both sides holding firm positions and no breakthrough in sight. Now to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, while partly cloudy conditions are expected in the Tarai of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi and Madhes province, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country and at a few places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at one or two places in the Tarai of Sudurpashchim province today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly and local winds along with a low pressure system in the lower atmosphere near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 14 to 16 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 21 and 23 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Paudel issues two ordinances on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Civil Aviation Ministry holds talks on modernizing aviation safety through data-based systems. Buddha Jayanti, Ubauli Festival and International Labour Day being observed today. And Iran threatens painful response if US resumes attacks. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.